My brethren, the parables in today's Gospels is again able to know and to remember who are actually the partakers of the Eucharistic banquet here on earth. That means the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. And also who are accepted, able to accept it into the banquet of the lambs in heaven. So both here on earth and in heaven, we are all required both the garment of faith and the garment of virtues, a garment of good work. A garment of faith only is not enough. So that is all the teaching of the church here. And also, you know, that is the Council of Trent, the Canon 11, on the decrees about the sacraments of the Holy Eucharist here. The canon says, if anyone say that the garment of faith alone is sufficient for the reception of Holy Eucharist, let him be anathema. So it's very, that's the strongest teaching, the most authority teaching of the church here. So it's against the argument of the heretics, you know. It says all is required is only the garment of faith. So remember, like a Francis, a late Francis, I remember in his document about the liturgical formation of the people of God. So he says actually most of the people don't know that in order to be accepted into the banquet of the Eucharist, all you are required is the garment of faith. So it's totally wrong, it's totally contradictory to the teaching of the church here. And he says it many times. And even he defends his position by saying Holy Communion is for the sick, for the sick, not for the healthy. That means those who are sick, who are sinful, and something like that, needs to receive, needs the Holy Eucharist. I don't care about the state of the soul, just the faith alone. If you believe Jesus Christ in the Eucharist, you can come to receive Him. But it's not so, you see, remember, like St. Paul says very, 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 very strongly. He says, receiving the Holy Eucharist, receiving the log and the cups, unworthily receiving a punishment to yourselves. So it's very clear, and you are very clear about that. I'll try the best we can to prepare to have the garment of faith and also the garment of virtues, the soul free from the mortal sins. So that we can unite ourselves, receive the blessed Lord into our soul. And it's also the condition to be accepted into the banquet of the Lamb in heaven. That means to be saved. People will be saved not by faith alone, but by faith and good works. So again, the heretics always teach us to be saved, just believe in Jesus Christ. Just have a very strong trust in the Lord and you will be saved. But it's totally wrong, it's not so. But not only like the heretics in the time of Reformation, and like in time of Luther's and Martin Luther and later on, but even now the Vatican II Church, more and more they are accepting and become the same. Like the heretics of the past, yeah. Like Leo the 14th, yeah, now yeah. He's the same, he accepting heretical teaching of the Vatican II, but also those of Francis, his predecessor, yeah. So in the Vatican II Church, many people they call like a conservative Vatican II. They are calling Leo the 14th to withdraw and to correct heretical teachings of his predecessor Francis. Yeah. And they lead what need to be done, what need to be abolished, yeah, to be withdraw, yeah, to be corrected. Yeah. But Leo the 14th, he ignores everything because he's accepting and he approves the teaching, heretical teaching of Francis. Yeah. And also about the condition necessary for Holy Communion, the garment of faith alone. Yeah. And also now they are accepting the argument and the heretics, yeah, that to be saved, all we need is the garment of faith. Yeah. That means people are saved by faith alone. So this week in the next few days, King Charles of England, King Charles III, he will make an official visit to the Vatican. And according to the Vatican News website, they reported that King Charles will visit the Vatican and he will be welcomed and received by Leo the 14th. And both of them will, Leo the 14th will lead an ecumenical prayer service, praying for the environment, for the care of the creation, yeah. All about the climate, yeah, climate relations, yeah. And after that, King Charles will be honored by with the title of Royal Confrater of St. Paul. So King Charles III is a royal confrater of St. Paul. Can you imagine how is that possible? Yeah. King Charles III he is the head of the systematic sect. Yeah. We call it Anglican. Yeah. And he's a royal confrater of St. Paul. Yeah. And more than that, he will be enthroned in the Basilica of St. Paul outside the walls in Vatican. Yeah. You know, the Basilica of St. Paul is one of the four papal basilicas in Rome. But now, King Charles III, yeah, he's the head of the Anglican Church, he will be enthroned in that basilica. They will set up in the basilica a chair with a coat of arms, ut unum sint. I mean that they maybe want. Yeah. And the chair will remain in there permanently and available for use by the king. And for his successors in the future visit to Rome. So imagine, yeah. So now King Charles in England, he has his chair in St. Paul Basilica, and his chair has lived there. So I think about what is possible. So now, who's the head of the Vatican II Church? Maybe King Charles become like a co-chair or co-leader of the Vatican II Church. He and Leo the 14th, the co-leaders of the Vatican II Church. Yeah. So this is impossible, yeah. But now they say they're doing that, yeah. So Vatican II Church and Anglican and all Protestant communities in the whole world, they are on the same boat. Because the reason they said we are all believers of Jesus Christ. We have a common sharing like the baptism. And that's all. Because we all have the garment of faith in Jesus Christ. So we are the same. And all we will be safe. So it's totally wrong. And lies being repeated again and again, it will become truth. Because nobody disputes anything. All everyone accepted lies is truth. So again, there are many things people like heretics, the people to deceive the people. That all we need is like the garment of faith, will be accepted into the banquet of the Eucharistic banquet here on earth, and also the banquet of the Lamb in heaven. All will be saved by faith alone. Nothing else is required. But it is totally wrong. So let us remember and try the best we can. Always to strive for holiness. To grow not only in faith, but grow in holiness of life. And our Lord says, be holy as your Father in heaven is holy. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.